This is GamerCast episode 339. GTA 5 gets expensive. This is a show recorded on the 27th of May, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening?
Not much. E3 soon.
Great.
That's the cool thing. It's not long at all.
Great.
And then we get to see what Microsoft announced! Yay! Games, yay! That aren't Call of Duty or FIFA, yay!
Yeah, Terraria 2.
Xbox One exclusive.
Hold on.
Get to play with the controller! Yay!
Thanks.
Or connect and you just say, move left, move left, move left, dack, dack, dack.
Dig all that flipping dig, dig, copper.
Dig, 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 pick up the money, pick up the money.
Now for the news.
So yeah, a fair amount of news, although a lot of it's very tiny bits of news. To start off, Fightback has been announced, which is Ninja Theory's first leap into mobile gaming. So of course Ninja Theory are best known for games like Kung Fu Chaos on the Xbox, Heavenly Sword on PS3, Enslaved, which is my favourite, on 360 PS3, and then of course most recently Devil May Cry. And it seems they're going over to mobile for some reason.
Cheap.
I'm pretty sure Enslaved was supposed to have been really expensive and of course didn't do that well.
Was that a game about Monkey Man?
Yeah, with Monkey. I really liked it. But yeah, so they're teaming up with Chillingo to release their first mobile game called Fight Back for iOS and Google Play. It'll be interesting to see what they do because of course they're reasonably good when it comes to making games, so I guess it'd be a really polished mobile game. But I've said it's a thrilling, free-to-play action game with a striking 80s action movie vibe and revolutionary touch-based combat system. So,
wow.
Striking 80s action movie vibe is the showdown effect. I hope if, you know, they're trying to make something like that, they've kind of used it as an influence in some way. But yeah, it's interesting that they're going that way. Apparently it's coming out this summer, so they've obviously been working on it for a little while now, I imagine. Neo Geo X news. So people may have purchased the Neo Geo X, which was a re-release of Neo Geo.
Nope.
In a not original fashion, but it came with preloaded games. I think they were preloaded, and it could be played. It was like a tiny little thing, and it was limited. I suppose it was limited, but not that limited that they're actually sold out. I think they kind of envisioned that they would actually sell out, but they didn't.
Nibor? Why buy that when you can buy the little Mega Drives they sell?
Oh, the plug-and-play ones.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's cheaper in some aspects than picking up a Mega Drive and then trying to find all the games you want as well.
I think it's built in, you know, trouble is you have two player.
Yeah. They've announced a release date for Neo Geo X Classics Volumes 1 to 5, as well as the Neo Geo X Mega Pack Volume 1, which is being made exclusively for the new system they made, which can also be used as a handheld, but used on your TV as well. Coming out on June 25th in North America. No confirmation of European dates. But the classic series, for example, so there's Volumes 1 to 5. Volume 1 has Sengoku, which, you know, is kind of a default title that you get when you get Neo Geo anyway.
Fantastic.
Metal Slug 2, Top Hunter, Roddy and Kathy. I haven't heard of Top Hunter before. Volume 2 has Samurai Showdown 3, Savage Reign, Super Sidekicks 3. Volume 3 has King of Fighters 96, Blazing Star and Kizuna Encounter. 4 has Gary Mark of the Wolves, which is a cool game. Shock Troopers and World Heroes 2 Jet. Volume 5 has The Last Blade, Blue's Journey, and Art of Fighting 3. And the Neo Geo X Mega Pack Volume 1 has all 15 titles mentioned.
Ooh, I.
Previously. Of course, this is only really informative for those who own the Neo Geo X console, but you can still buy them. I think they're like £150. Although I know Charlotte popped in a CX the other day and they actually had one for sale. Someone had traded it in.
Chav shop.
Joe Danger is coming to PC. So Joe Danger 1 and Joe Danger, I have trouble saying that, 2.
Jobo Lomomo.
The movie were previously released and on consoles only. First Joe Danger for a while was exclusive to PS3 and now they're both on XBLA with the special edition as well. And they're now going to release it on Windows via Steam, which will be a compilation of Joe Danger 1 and 2, along with like new features. So they've added new levels, it allows mouse and keyboard support, as well as, of course, controller support. You can change, well, they've added the changing resolutions, as you expect from PC games. But, of course, if they did just do a port, they could have just not bothered with that. So it means it'll look nicer on a PC. As well as that, they've integrated the game with Steam Workshop, so there's a level editor in the games. So it means you'll be able to share your levels a lot more easily than you could have in the actual console titles, because it was very hard to share them, especially in Joe Danger 1 Special Edition. It was incredibly hard. You could only share them with friends who had the game. You couldn't actually share it with people who you weren't your friends.
Well, how are they supposed to play it anyway?
What do you mean?
If you share someone the level, yeah?
Yeah.
Then surely they need the game to be able to see the level.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And you could only share it with friends who had the game. So they fixed that with Joe Danger 2, because then you could just upload it to the kind of servers and other people would download them. But this way I think it'll be a bit better, potentially. And they've also added ghost recording of other people playing in the original game, which was a new feature in the second game. Coming out at some point this year. A new simulator has been announced. I just love the title for it. It's Chemical Spillage Simulator. Do you think that sounds crazy?
I think it sounds bloody amazing, personally.
I think it sounds cool.
Now you get to clean up a chemical spill.
Yeah, you're a novice member of the Special Chemical Disaster Prevention Unit, the SCDP. And you progress through the ranks so that you can become, you know, like, high up and do really dangerous missions as your experience grows. You're in charge of certain vehicles as well as other things. Scenarios include stuff happening in a city, farmland, gas station, a harbour, a hospital, an atomic plant, and an industrial area. Does that mean, like, a nuclear plant? Is that what an atomic plant would mean?
Nuclear power station, I assume.
But yeah, so for example, one of the vehicles you'll be in charge of is a fully controllable robot analysis unit to collect materials.
Great.
You're okay.
Why don't we just take off and nuke the hole down the side from orbit? It's the only way to be sure.
But Chemical Spirit Simulator is coming out currently 14th of June. So it's competing with things like Last of Us and everything like that. And will be $24.99. Contrast is a little game that I'm looking forward to playing at E3 and has recently just been announced to be released on XBLA and PSN. Contrast is a puzzle platformer where you play as a little girl's imaginary friend who can switch between dimensions. So there's the, you know, the play space and like a shadow dimension.
So it doesn't have a Welsh accent though, does it? Like who you play as.
No.
It doesn't, like, morph and go, I don't know, I don't know.
Why do they have a Welsh accent?
I don't know, it's trying to copy Nino Hooney.
Okay. It's set in, like, 1920s America. In, like, a cabaret setting. Yeah, and so if you know the game, A Shadow's Tale on Nintendo Wii, it was kind of a limited release. I believe it came out on WiiWare as well, though. Think of that, but you've got more control between switching between the worlds. I think it looks really cool. It's coming out on XBLA, PSN, and PC later this year. Brief mention for something called I Am 8-Bit, who are doing a video game themed gallery exhibition thingamajiggy in LA. So if you live in America or you happen to be there between the 7th of June and the 30th of June.
Nope.
I think it was the 30th. Yeah, 30th of June. They've got an exhibit of, have I got a number of people?
Nope.
No. People creating art based on their kind of inspiration from classic 1980s video games.
Sad people.
What?
1980 video games.
I don't see anything wrong with that. It's at a gallery that is on... Well, it's actually the I Am 8-Bit Gallery. Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. For anyone who's interested. I know Paul's not. Grid 2 News. So they created a... I don't know why. A very expensive edition of Grid 2 recently.
It comes with a car.
Yep. It's the mono edition. It's only for PS3... Oh no, it comes with a PS3. What? Includes Grid 2, PlayStation 3. That's a really badly worded thing. And an actual 170 mile per hour back mono supercar. $125,000 for this edition. I thought it was funny. I can't remember where I read it. Someone saying, so if they don't sell this, is Koji's going to go out of business? Because they've spent this money on a car.
Well, no, they wouldn't have bought a car up front, would they?
There's only one of them.
Okay.
It's only one, that's it. So one person.
Well, they might. Miss. Well, one of them they're going to flog, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess. You get a copy of Grid 2 for the PS3.
But yeah, it comes with a car.
I'm not sure why only for the PS3. Why can't you buy a 360 version?
Maybe Sony paid for it.
Yeah, so maybe Sony gave something towards it. Because the copy of the game you get has bespoke packaging. You get the back mono supercar, a day at the back factory, which includes a factory tour. And time spent with technicians to customise your car for size and specifications. You get a Grid 2 Mono Edition branded Bell Racing helmet, race suit, boots and gloves, all made to measure for yourself, as well as a PlayStation 3. So obviously Sony, I guess, are providing the PS3 for them, which is why it's coming out only for PS3. But yeah, $125,000 if you've got it lying around, you know, you want a car.
Can we pre-order that at Amazon?
Special edition? No, you can only buy it from gridgame.com.
Oh. Yeah. And I can only buy one of them.
Oh no, wait. Apparently it's available to pre-order at Game.
What? Game are selling cars now?
On their website.
You can buy a car.
Someone bought it? No, there you go. It's available to pre-order $125,000 through the Game website. Better award pre-order.
That is amazing.
And you get free UK delivery.
We thought Game were getting finicky, branching out, selling films. Now they're selling cars.
I wonder if anyone will buy it.
That's
exclusive to Game. A Game exclusive.
So how many are they doing?
With a car. One.
They're doing one.
As far as I read.
In just the UK?
The Grid 2 Mono Edition is a one-off, the Standard Edition will come out this Friday. Yeah, just one. No other copies. So if you just look for Grid 2, maybe, I guess.
But I can work a website.
Okay.
GRIP. D. Grid. Mondo.
Like, looking at that, there's already other Grid special editions as well. The Brands Hatch edition, I think I just saw.
We should go for a Brands Hatch drive.
Grid 2 back mono, huh?
Grid 2.
Not showing up. Shows up if I click on this link.
Can you know, just send me the link? What's this? People sending me files.
How can I send
it? You copy and paste it, you type it into Messenger, you send it to me.
Do I?
Do I want to accept this picture I'm being sent? Probably not. But people in the chat room are saying I should play StarCraft.
Play StarCraft? Where's that? You're doing this now.
Yeah, I've got to do this mad dafty podcast where we're talking about cars.
I don't have, like, Skype or Messenger installed.
Yes, you do.
I've got people. No, wait, it's not people, is it?
You have Messenger on there.
Do I? It's kind of confusing to why it doesn't... There you go, messaging. It doesn't show up on the main website.
Obviously, they don't. Are you even looking at their, like, official? Is this not just some phishing website, yeah?
No, it's a game link. Phishing. Put a phishing website in the press release for it.
Well, you know, these mad dafties are like.
Okay. Maybe they just don't want to put it up because they know that someone will just click buy. Okay. That's the
crazy. That is insane. You know what? If I had £1 million, I'd buy that.
You don't need £1 million. Yeah, you need 125 grand. Yeah, but
I don't want to waste 125 grand on that. Unless I got some more money on the side.
And you, of course, get the PS3 version as well. No specs on what the PS3 you get are.
Well, it's probably a 12 gig. Got to save money, haven't they?
But the back...
Have to bundle car with
the
it.
The back mono is a high-strength carbon fibre car. But also lightweight.
With carbon fibre, it's going to be lightweight.
2.3 litre, 280 bhp, 4-cylinder power. I don't know this.
You stuff. Have no idea. These.
0 to 60 miles an hour in 2.8 seconds.
A bit on the slow side, if you ask me.
So yeah, it's quite nice as well that they suit you up with all the stuff you'd need. So you get a nice custom helmet as well as, you know, the racing suit and stuff you'd need. And a special version of the game. So it'll be interesting to see when someone actually goes out and buys that. I wonder if it will sell. Do you think it will sell? I'm not sure what the chances of it selling are. I mean, I'm sure someone might be like, oh, I've got the money lying around, I'll go buy that. I imagine people might be talking about it on their Facebook page. That's great when you get thumbnails that aren't related to the thing at all that you're posting.
Let's talk about the show. Yeah.
Next up, Banjo-Kazooie.
Because I'm actually like tired and falling asleep.
I'm sorry, I have noticed that you are tired. It's been a long day. Banjo-Kazooie Symphony. So fairly recently, it's
been a long week. I need a day off.
Like earlier this year, there was a
Day off another week.
Oh, in March, there's a Super Metroid Symphony album released, which was an orchestral version of Super Metroid music, and they're doing the same. However, now for Banjo-Kazooie, it's Joypad Records who are releasing it, and it's produced by the Blake Robinson Synthetic Orchestra. The full album is set to include orchestral interpretations of the music from, does it just say, I'm imagining just the first game. It says here, featured in each area of the game, as well as a selection of extra motifs, melodies and music heard throughout the original title. This is very appealing to me because I love the Banjo-Kazooie music. I reckon it sounds great recorded. The album itself is going to be available for purchase from the 31st of May, so this Friday. So if you love Banjo-Kazooie, I would check this out, because there's some great music in that game. It was, I can't remember his name.
Some guy.
Steve Burke? Was that Cameo? It might be the Cameo guy. I can't remember. On racing game news, I suppose, Need for Speed Rivals has been announced.
We don't care about Need for crappy speed.
This is a brand new Need for Speed game being created in their new studio called Ghost Games.
Ooh.
Using the Frostbite 3 engine. It's coming out for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and also, well, on November 19th, or as well as PC. They always kind of release their games on that date, I believe, or around that date. That's usually the Assassin's Creed Need for Speed release date, or around that time anyway. It's also coming out for Xbox One and PlayStation 4 as well later in the year, but they haven't confirmed a release date for that, I guess because the consoles don't have a release date confirmed either. In Need for Speed Rivals, you play as either a cop or a racer, where each side of the law has its own set of challenges, rewards and consequences. So, of course, this is because Criterion said recently they're not making another Need for Speed game or a Burnout game at the moment. And, of course, Ghost Games are now creating a new Need for Speed game. I imagine there might be like some kind of collaboration with Criterion specifically, I would imagine. Because, of course, they've had a lot of experience with Need for Speed games. And Need for Speed games that I really enjoyed. So, yeah. November 19th for current gen, and in the future for next gen.
Next gen? What the hell is a next gen?
Next generation, which is coming soon.
What does that mean?
The next generation of console.
What, like John Luke Pickard? Cool.
How's he... Oh, okay. Yes, Paul.
That's the only joke I had for this episode.
Aww, you're used out. Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn, has been given a release date of the 27th of August this year. Coming out for PS3 and Windows. It is a MMO, monthly subscription. Prices start at $7.69. There's pre-order incentives, as well as a collector's edition. Collector's edition has a nice box, which has Yoshitaka Amano's artwork around it. An 80-page art of Eorzea? I don't know how to pronounce that. Eorzea. Hardcover art book with never-before-seen concept art. A special bonus video disc called The Warning of the Sixth Sun. Album featuring musical scores from the game. 5 collectible character art cards. A branded security token to secure user accounts, so like you get with games these days. MMOs these days. And in-game bonus items as well. It's 27th of August for that. If you're looking forward to the next Final Fantasy game where you have to pay a subscription. Dying Light was announced a few days ago, 4 days ago now, which is the upcoming Techland. Is it Techland? Yeah, Techland game.
Techland.
So Techland, of course, most recently have created the Dead Island games. They've also made the Call of Juarez games. However, they didn't actually make the most recent one, I believe. But it's probably because they've just had this announced, which is a current gen and next gen first person action survival horror game with a day night cycle set in a vast open world. So think like what was it called?
Crisis?
The Arma 2 mod. Daisy? No, that wasn't it.
Crisis 3?
No.
Black and White?
So, zombies in an open world game with a living world to some extent. Coming out on
Terraria?
Xbox One in 2014, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. During the day, you'll traverse an expansive urban environment overrun by a vicious outbreak, scavenging the world for supplies and crafting weapons to defend against a growing infected population. At night, At night, the hunter becomes the hunted as the infected become aggressive and more dangerous. So, I think... Did they do that in 28 Days Later? They become...
I don't know. I don't like those sort of zombies.
But the running at you, aggressive ones.
Well, how can they be that energetic?
Because they don't have a brain that's functioning properly. Also, most frightening are the predators, which only appear after sundown. Well, I doubt it's Paul's favourite kind of predator. It just says predators.
They're doing a zombie versus predator game.
You're
just there going chopping them down for a half hour and this pure kooky coming at you.
So yeah, from the sounds of it, think...
They try and eat you, but they just hit your helmet and you're like, get off.
In my frame of mind, think Ocarina of Time, so Zelda on the N64. When it becomes night, all the bad stuff comes out, and that's what this
game is. Yeah, like every other game.
Not every other... Minecraft, Terraria. Well, yeah, fine. Like Minecraft and Terraria, games like that. I imagine they'll probably show that off at E3. It'll be interesting seeing some more on it. I'd like to see what it's like. I won't say no to a cool game if it's made well. Metro Last Light, this came out a couple of weeks ago now. It's been given a season pass, which is cool because it's got some single player content that's coming out. So the season pass is only £12 or 1,200 Microsoft points. You can buy that now.
It'll be cheaper on Xbox.
Yeah.
Everything's cheaper on Xbox.
Yeah. The season pass will allow you access to the Faction Pack and the Chronicles Pack, which will include new original single-player gameplay that expands on the Metro Last Light universe and story. The Tower Pack, which has a solo challenge for veterans of Metro. And the Developer Pack, which will give creative players some interesting tools with which to explore the world of Metro. So I imagine tools within the game, of course. So that's quite nice that they're bringing out a few little things, bits and bobs here and there. The Faction Pack, which is the first one to be released, will be coming out in June. I always thought season passes allow you the things for free, but this is here at a discount.
Yeah, some season passes.
Is that when they're the most expensive ones you get?
Yeah, so like the COD one, which is like what, £35 or something. You get the 4 map packs, which are normally £10 individually. But then some cheap season passes give you like 25% discount.
Yeah, this one here, Silver Metro. I thought at first this was really good, but now it's just discount. So if you get the season pass, you'll be able to pre-purchase all future DLC at a discount.
I object to season passes like that because they're not clear.
It says here PlayStation Plus subscribers are also entitled an additional 25% discount on the season pass between now and the 4th of June.
PlayStation Plus.
Oh no, mine's going to run out soon.
Oh no, our lame station lame that is never used is going to be lamer than it already is. Oh no.
On the news of next gen stuff, Battlefield 4 has been announced to be released on Xbox One. This came as an announcement shortly after.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, shortly after the conference. However, we'd stop the doing the podcast.
Do we know if the next gen versions are going to have 64 player support? A la PC.
It says here about pre-ordering, and just that it's coming out. Doesn't confirm here anywhere. I'm sure we can find out stuff like that.
64 player support would give COD a boot in the backside.
Well, they've got it at E3, apparently.
Find out.
No doubt they'll show it at the EA pre-E3 press conference.
EA Sports. It's a war game now.
Oh, there you go. See here, it says DICE will be unveiling Battlefield 4 multiplayer with a spectacular live demo. So
it'll have two guys playing split screen.
No, it doesn't. I don't know.
Which won't work on PlayStation.
They'll also have it hands-on at E3 for people to have a play at.
That's cool, because I might buy Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Nah.
As well as Battlefield 4 being released for Xbox One. Oh, I haven't got that down, I suppose.
Maybe I'm going to buy SimCity tomorrow.
Oh my god, really?
Nah.
Okay. As well as that, Ubisoft announced the games that... I'm just swiping across. I was just checking that I didn't mention this yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday.
Are you talking about FIFA? Shall I just have
no, I was actually screen? Just going to mention, along with Battlefield 4, Ubisoft also announced that Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag will be released for Xbox One, as well as Watch Dogs. And Square Enix have announced that Thief will also be coming out for Xbox One as well.
Oh no, Square Enix are ruining FIFA, man.
It is them that own it, isn't it? Square Enix.
I don't care who own it, but whoever it is, they're going to suck it.
You never know, it might be okay.
They're going to ruin it.
Might be okay. I hope it'll might be okay. Might be okay,
what, with their mad dafty, not the proper voice actor?
Yeah. But yeah, so they've announced that's coming out of Xbox One. They released a screenshot with it as well, just to show, hey look, we can do fancy looking stuff. So it's like the inside of a building on fire.
It's Thief, not Firefighters.
Well, no, it's Thief. It's not AAA. Well, the thing is, though, the kind of money that's being spent on it. But it's not like... It shouldn't be like a scripted shooter, like COD or something. So, yeah, I think that's cool that it's coming out on Xbox One as well. At least then there'll be a prettier version.
What about GTA 5? Is that coming out on Xbox One?
No, that hasn't been announced.
That's starting to bother me.
Why is that?
Should be next gen.
It doesn't look next gen from the videos.
Yeah, but just put it out on it.
Well, it's obviously going to be the end of current gen, isn't it? From then on, I guess. Well, I don't know though. Everyone's releasing their games currently that have been announced for current and next. So, like, probably in one aspect because they're unsure if people will jump to those platforms straight away. So at least if they release them on current gen, they'll still have the sales of current gen along with potential sales next. And then the best thing about it is,
oh look, you've practically got a PC version already. Release it.
But no, I kind of get what you're coming from about GTA.
It's like, because at the moment, if the Xbox One comes out in September, I ain't going to play GTA 5 on a 360.
Well, you want to? Well, yeah. But you'd want to play it on PC anyway, wouldn't you?
I don't play consoles, do I?
No.
Console Netflix player.
And of course...
Quantum Leap sort of plays.
Hey, I've been playing Deadly Premonition.
Oh yeah, she played Deadly Premonition the other day.
I've been playing it for the last 3 days.
And I was like, what the... is this? Is it like a 20-year-old game? I thought she had the Atari out.
Deadly Premonition looks a little bit better than a 2600 game.
I didn't say which Atari.
Okay, I'm sorry. ST?
Let's move along, shall we?
Yeah, so GTA 5 has actually been given a collection that's been announced now.
Oh, yeah, this is what the show, the name of the show is about, isn't it?
So
they've done two separate editions now, so they've announced a limited edition one, which comes with...
A map. And DLC in a special box.
And they've got the collector's edition one, which is like twice as expensive again, and comes with...
A baseball cap that says Los Santos on it. So this, it's the what brand is it? New Era 950. Yeah. So they're like a popular brand of caps where people leave the stickers on them. They did a run of GTA 4 ones for back when GTA 4 came out. For people working in stores, I think it was. I don't think they were actually released.
At working stores.
I've got one. It's cool. And then my Los Santos hat will match my GTA 4 hat. As well as that, you also get a security deposit bag with a logo key. So kind of along the same idea of the GTA 4 deposit box and the money bag. But this time around, you've got a small security deposit bag. So I guess because there's stuff to do with robbing banks and stuff like that, they decided to go with that. And it's got a little key ring with a GTA 5 logo on it, I believe. It's hard to tell from this image. And then you just get DLC and stuff. Oh, as well as a blueprint map, so that's what you get with the special edition. A blueprint-looking map. So I don't know if that's really a map that you can even use. I'd prefer a map you can use, because they can be quite handy. But yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed. So I had the GTA 4 collector's edition. It cost $69.99 back in 2006, 2007, was it? I can't think of what year it was. And, you know, we're now... a few years later, and the collection of GTA 5 is £120 for a baseball cap with a bag. That's anything different, I believe, that you get.
And you're buying it, aren't you?
Oh, you get it in a big box. I wouldn't mind the hat.
Bollocks to the hat. It's a hat. It's not worth £120.
No, it's not.
Grid 2 is not worth £125,000 either.
Yeah, at least with that you get a flipping car.
Yeah, at least for that you get a car. A fairly high-end car.
I mean, I've put a deposit down, but I am still at, you know, crossroads with it because I'm unsure of if I do actually want to spend that money on it. It is a lot of money. But yeah, GTA 5 is coming out September 17th for PS3, Xbox 360. You can pre-order the collection from Game and Shop 2 currently, or you can get the limited edition as well. You can also pre-order... it through the Rockstar Warehouse. If you buy the standard edition on the Rockstar Warehouse, you get a t-shirt.
Have we finished the advert for Rockstar?
Gee, sorry.
Let's talk about a Murder City of Gangsters.
So yeah, this is just a brief thing.
Because why are we talking about this? It's like a 2 months old.
But we've got a quote, haven't we? Remember on the magazine and the magazine. So from Murder, Calypso have announced there's a free gameplay update. To help with things such as
patch.
the interface, cover mechanics, new sandbox modes, as well as new opposing gangs in single player, rebalanced multiplayer modes, and new maps. You can download that straight away. It will be applied on your next bit of the game. It's out now, and the release of the patch will follow shortly on Xbox Live. It's only out on PC at the moment. But yeah,
gameplay update, aka patch, fix all the problems. Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, at least it's nice when people say, by the way, we'll fix this. Because the thing is, it's like, if someone stopped playing it because they didn't like something...
Well, yeah, I've got no problem with them issuing a patch, but let's call it patch, yeah.
Okay, sorry. They called it gameplay update, I thought I just called it that as well. Patch. They patched it. With the patch.
Been patched, it has. Patched.
It's time for... Name... That... Game...
Okay, so last week, everyone would have heard this. Yeah. So what did you think it was then?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay,
That's what I said.
Then we had Oxlo guest Project Gotham Racing.
But you didn't state which number.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm too dumb to say which, apparently.
Well, no, that's what you wrote.
It's a quote. word. It was Project Gotham Racing 1, so we give it to Mr. Oxlade this week. How annoying.
I think I played more of PGR2.
PGR2 was fantastic. This week we've got something different. Funnily enough, because it was the same thing, you'd know the answer.
I'd be like, oh, Project Gotham Racing.
No clues for this.
No clues. I reckon it's a Halo. Is it a Halo? There's a couple of tracks that I get confused with what they actually are between two different games. Is it? I'm not getting any clues, am I? Why am I not getting any clues? Because it's too easy. I want to go with Halo 3. Or is it?
Really? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I get multiple Halos?
No.
I know the music. Why did you go really like that?
Really?
You're so hard to read.
We roll with that then?
Maybe.
Okay. Chat room, you got 5 seconds.
Is that what it is?
That's what you think it is. That's what you're going with. If anyone's listening to the episode, feedback at Gamecast on there. Submit your guess. If you're right, you get the GZs. Or leave a comment on the website, gamercast.net. Is Catherine right? She doesn't have a good track record.
Aw, mean.
Well, you don't.
No.
New releases this week.
So if we've talked about previously already, Grid 2 is coming out.
Alright.
If you want to buy a car, I suggest buying a car and get a free game with it.
Yeah. You've got 125 grand lying about. Everyone does, don't they?
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
The Gamercast blue screen fund and green screen fund, so we can actually like do some proper stuff going on.
So yeah, it's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3.
But we spent all the money on paint to paint a wall, and we never did it.
And PC.
All 16 quid we had.
16 quid.
Yeah, so a bit short, 125,000.
But yeah, I mean, you played a bit of Grid, didn't you?
Me?
No, what did you, oh, I'm thinking of F1. They use the same technology, don't they?
F1's good.
They use the same, voice
code
talky stuff.
There?
Yeah, they share their code across the games. Sorry, I was confused by two. But yeah, Grid 2 racing game. I suppose there's no other racing games out or recently released at the moment anyway.
Forza Motorsport.
Forza Horizon came out a while ago now, didn't it?
Yeah, which I played for what? A minute? This is a bit chavvy for me.
Because it was all music, wasn't it? Yeah, music blowing out and you started driving and you were like, then we got Fuse.
Let's get the track racing, yeah.
Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is, I can't think what it used to be
called.
Is
this like Ruse, but with F instead of R?
Was it called Overstrike? This was announced at E3 last year.
2001.
I think it was announced last year at E3. It was supposed to be a team-based co-op game. It was sounding cool. They had a nice name for it. They then changed the name to Fuse. Fuse seems a little bit confusing to me.
Let's Fuse. Take it out and not Fuse anymore.
But yeah, it's a four-player co-op game. I think four-player co-op anyway. That's what I presume it is. There's four agents in the team. But saying that, like, they didn't have it to play at E3, I believe, last year. And then not much happened on the game, and then all of a sudden they announced, oh, we'll change the name, and then they've shown tiny little bits of stuff, and also the art style completely changed and went from really really cool to kind of bland, which I thought was really disappointing. It's one thing I remember.
Oh no, it goes from really cool to not good.
This is, I believe this was the new Insomniac game, if I remember right, the EA are publishing. Potentially one of the last EA partners game, rumoredly, rumoury, rumouredly. Because there were rumours that EA aren't doing EA Partners anymore, which means they won't do many more collaborations. Because, of course, EA released Portal 2 and stuff like that. And Syndicate and Fuse. Yeah, they go Insomniac. They went from awesome looking to bland. 18 rated game, though.
18? Ooh, all the kids are going to want it.
See, they this guy's just got a big tattoo on him and he's all muscly. And that guy, I don't know. I was looking forward to it when they announced it. I kind of lost interest, I think. I went all the way to the top. There we go. Yeah, that's coming on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Then we've got Arcania, The Complete Tale.
Arcania.
The Complete Tale coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It's an RPG with strong focus on action elements and fast-paced combat.
Ah, the role-playing.
It may not be out on 360 this week. It's definitely out on PS3, but a few websites had different dates for the 360 version as if it was coming out later. So it's I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah, I mean, there's not much coming out at the moment, so if you feel like playing a kind of main story, side quest orientated RPG, kind of course, Western RPG, or actually no, it might be a mix of Western and Japanese, who knows?
Nope.
Fantasy medieval setting. And then finally we've got Wonder Book Digs Nightcrawler. So this is the second game coming out for the Wonder Book, the thing that Sony showed last year at the E3 conference, and they had a few little technical issues.
Wonder Book.
So the first game was like a Harry Potter
Book of Spells.
What's her name? J.K. Rowling. Game. And now the second book is Digs Nightcrawler, which sounds a little bit cooler, only because it's not magic orientated, I suppose. You help Private Eye, Diggs, Nightcrawler, crack his toughest case ever. Humpty Dumpty's, well, it's very kid orientated, of course. Humpty Dumpty's been bumped off, and a stealthy crook is stealing the pages of other classic stories, so use your crime solving skills to catch the culprit.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So, of course, it uses the
fancy book,
the AR based stuff with the book. So tilt, this sounds weird, tilt, rotate, touch, and rob your wonder book.
Thanks.
And use your voice to hunt for clues and solve the mystery. Help him pursue the villain and meet a cast of quirky characters as the stunning Liberty City pops up and unfolds before your eyes. Yeah. So, I mean, they're releasing another game for it. They announced that game back at E3 last year, so at least they've, you know, gone on their word and released it.
Alright, well, we'll catch everyone again next week for another fun pre-E3 episode.
Yep, last episode before E3 as well.
Fantastic.
So. See you next week!